الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين. Alhamdulillah, the waiting is almost over. Today is 29th of Sha'ban. If the moon is sighted in the evening, then tonight we will have the first Taraweeh, and tomorrow inshallah we will have the first day of Ramadan. If the moon is not sighted, again there is no problem, we will complete 30 days of Sha'ban. There is no need to have any panic. We will just sit and wait, just relax and wait for the news of the moon. صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fast for the sight of the moon. وأفطروا لرؤيته, and break the fast again for the sighting of the moon. So end of Sha'ban, you see the moon of Ramadan, well, next day you fast. And end of Ramadan, you see the moon, next day you celebrate the Eid. What if we don't see the moon? There is no worry. Just have one more day of Sha'ban. Sha'ban will be 30 days. After Sha'ban being 30 days, the following day will be, by default, first of Ramadan. Because month is either 29 days or 30 days. Islamic month cannot be 31 days. Or it cannot be 28 days. So the method of Sunnah is very simple. The method of Sunnah is very simple. Right? Sometimes because people, they want to pray Taraweeh, so they want to know very quickly. Well, there is no way you can make the moon come out quicker. The moon is going to come out when it's going to come out. And mashallah, you know, United States is a very big place. And sometimes you have difference of hours in terms of timing, right? So if the moon is not sighted after the sunset here, for example, in Chicago, we just have to wait for the news from other states where the moon is going to be sighted later on. So, for example, you know, in California, in other places, it can be, you know, about 2 hours after we pray Maghrib Salah for their Maghrib. So they have not prayed Maghrib. The sun has not set over there yet. So we just have to wait for the sun to set over there, and then for the people to confirm whether they have seen or not. Alhamdulillah, this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preserved. In every era, in every time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be a group of people who will be on haqq. In every era, لا يزال طائفة من أمتي. There will be a group of my ummah who will be on haqq, regardless of what people say. Right? This mas'ala of seeing the moon is according to sunnah. But unfortunately, our nafs is very problematic. Our ego is very problematic. We want convenience. We want comfort. We don't want any hassle. We don't want any mujahada. Well, deen is all mujahada. Every command of deen is mujahada. We come to Jum'ah for salah, right? It's mujahada. You take time and you get ready, you half shower and you change clothes. It's mujahada. You're going to fast in the month of Ramadan. Can you fast while eating food? Is that fasting? No. Even if the whole world calls it fasting. It's not siyam. Because siyam is to stop eating and drinking. So siyam is mujahada. Salah is mujahada. Hajj is mujahada. All the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have element of mujahada. Mujahada is that you sacrifice your comfort. We sacrifice our convenience in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good news is that when we sacrifice our comfort for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah makes it easy. So initially you will have some struggle. But then after the struggle, Allah makes it easy. And we see that. We see that in everything. Right? For example, you come for salah. You have a business. Yes? You close your shop. Where you are losing business for 1 hour. You are losing business for 1.5 hours, for 2 hours. So it's mujahada. It's mujahada. But you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you close the shop, you close your business, close your office and you come to the masjid and you dedicate that 1 hour, 1.5 hour, less or more for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla on Friday, because Allah said on Friday after the adhan there is no business. On Jum'ah, after the adhan, there is no business. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ بِيَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When the adhan is called on Friday, then rush towards the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Well, I have to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have no choice. So when I do that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will give barakah in our business. Allah Azza wa Jal will give barakah in our business. So you go back to your work. You go back to your job, you go back to your shop, whatever. Then in short period of time, you will gain what you could not gain in longer period of time. It may not be seen on the same day, but you will have it in the next day. It may not be next day, it can be next week, but somehow Allah will make up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make up for the sacrifice you have made. So deen is all about sacrifice. So there is some sacrifice in seeing the moon. You actually have to go outside and look for the moon. Well, let's do that. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, our Prophet commanded us, "Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi." We cannot do the guesswork. It could be, it may not be, possibly. The fasting does not depend on the existence of the moon. That the moon is there. We are not told to fast because the moon is there. Well, the moon is already there. We are told to fast when we see the moon. So as servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, we just have to abide by the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact that scientifically the moon is born, the moon is not born, that is not my concern. That is not my concern, because Allah did not tell me to find out whether the moon is born, the moon is not born. It could be born 2 days ago, let it be. It could be just born 1 day ago, let it be. It could be born today, whatever. I have been told to look for the moon. You see the moon, khalas, next day you have Ramadan. Don't see the moon, no problem. It's very unfortunate that a simple teaching of Islam has been twisted. Simple teaching, a simple command of Allah Azza wa Jal, a simple sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been twisted. And people want to know from now, in 2050, what day will be Ramadan? Allah, Allah. In 2050, what day is it? There is no guarantee for 27. There is no guarantee for 2026, whether someone will live, someone will not live. When Shaaban comes, look for the moon. And not everybody has to see the moon. If some people who are reliable, who are trustworthy, adil, thiqa, good Muslims, Muslims have good standing, if they see the moon, and if they can give a witness in front of a judge, in front of a Muslim qadi, or in front of ulama, scholars, that I witnessed that I have seen the moon, well, the judge, if you have a Muslim country, the qadi, the judge will accept the witness. You don't have a Muslim country, well, the ulama who form the majlis, they will accept the witness. If they accept the witness, they will declare that the moon has been seen. Next day, inshallah, you have Ramadan. Moon has been seen. Next day, you have Eid. No, moon has not been seen. No problem. We will complete. So, alhamdulillah, Ramadan is almost here. In the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us two great ni'mah, great blessings. One is the blessing of fasting. Fasting is a great blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to stop eating and drinking from the Fajr Sadiq. Fajr Sadiq, true dawn, true morning. That is the time when the tahajjud will stop. And that is the time when suhoor will stop. And that is the time when Fajr will start, Fajr prayer. Many people, they wait for the adhan of the masjid. If the adhan of the masjid is exactly that time, that's fine. But if the adhan of the masjid, after 10 minutes, after 15 minutes, we cannot keep eating. Because in some masajid, you know, adhan of the masjid is connected with some applications. So people wait, listen to the adhan through the application. And people assume that, well, since the adhan has not been called, I can keep eating. You can only keep eating at night. Once the dawn starts, the night is over. Kulu wa sharabu hatta yatabayyana lakumul khaytul abyadu minal khaytul aswadi minal fajr. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, well, eat and drink until the white thread becomes apparent from the black thread. The white thread, the morning, the black thread is night. So until the morning is apparent from the night, khalas, you can eat and drink until that time. Once the morning appears, we have to stop eating and drinking until the sunset. Every Muslim adult, man, woman, have to fast. Unless if a person is too ill, if a person is seriously ill, that if he would fast, it could damage seriously his health, for example. And you have a Muslim doctor who is confirming that fasting is going to harm this person, well, he has an excuse to miss fasting. Just because somebody has cold, you know, I'm feeling tired, I'm feeling low, or I have headache, this is not enough excuse to miss fasting. Fasting is a command, is a pillar of Islam. So we can only miss fasting when it is very much too difficult for us to fast. Obviously, we have to make up after Ramadan for the days that we missed. Or if a person is traveling for the duration of Shar'i Masafat. Shar'i Masafat is about 48 miles or more. If a person is traveling and he does not have the intention to stay there for 15 days, he's a traveler. So, if you want to fast, you have the option to fast. But somehow, because you are a traveler and Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed you to skip fasting, you can skip fasting. But you have to make up after Ramadan anyway. So many people, they find it easier to just fast and have the blessing of Ramadan, because there is a special blessing of Ramadan, right? Women in their days do not have to fast, but they have to make up afterwards. People who are very elderly, too old and too weak, like they cannot afford to fast, and there is no hope that they will get better, there is no hope that they can recover, again they can miss fasting. But for elderly people who cannot afford to fast and who do not have the hope to recover, for them there is fidya. Fidya, ta'amu miskin, that for each day of fasting, you feed a miskin, you offer them food twice. So twice, full meal, full bhojanam. Or, if you don't want to, you know, offer them prepared food, you want to give them raw food, right, uncooked food, then you give them the amount of sadaqatul fitr. The amount of sadaqatul fitr. And the last solution is to give them money which is equivalent of sadaqatul fitr. So, month of Ramadan, we have the blessing of fasting, and we should all try to encourage our young children as well to fast. Like children who are 10 years old, for example, and they don't have any health issue, well, they should be able to fast. Because it takes time for them to get used to it. And also, they should enjoy fasting so that when they grow up, they can continue to fast. Suddenly, you cannot install something. You know, we are human being. We take time to adapt things. The second blessing, and I will conclude, inshallah, here very quickly, is the blessing of Qiyam. In the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it sunnah to pray Taraweeh. So, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prayed Taraweeh. But he did not pray with Jama'ah regularly because he feared that Allah might make it wajib. So, for mercy on us, he did not pray regularly. But he wanted to do that. How do we know he wanted to do that? Because after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, they did that. If all of the Sahaba, they did something, that means this is what the Prophet wanted. But if the at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he would have done that, Allah azza wa jal might have made it obligatory. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not want to have it obligatory. It is sunnah. It is great. It is amal of thawab. You do it, that is very good. And somehow, once in a while you miss, there is no sin as such. But sunnah, if you miss sunnah regularly, that is also very bad. Missing sunnah once in a while, out of an excuse, because Allah did not make it wajib, there is no sin. But missing sunnah on a regular basis is very bad and is not expected from a Muslim. So, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he gathered all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and he asked one of the Sahaba to lead Taraweeh and he prayed Taraweeh. Initially, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they thought that this could be tahajjud prayer. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to pray tahajjud, you know, 4 rak'at or 8 rak'at. So initially, they prayed 8 rak'at plus 3 rak'at of witr. But then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he had confirmation that this is not tahajjud prayer. This is prayer is specific to Ramadan because tahajjud is throughout the year. Tahajjud is not only in Ramadan, tahajjud is throughout the year. This prayer after Isha is specific to Ramadan. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they prayed 20 rak'at of Taraweeh. They prayed 20 rak'at of Taraweeh plus 3 rak'at of witr. So we should not be lazy. This is the golden opportunity in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of ibadah. The more you do, the better. Yes, you know, so you have young children, 7 years old, 6 years old. Let them pray Isha, let them pray a few rak'at, let them go to sleep. No problem. But people who, you know, Allah given you health and energy, well, the best use of energy is to worship and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to fast and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to pray Taraweeh. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to help one another in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of charity. Alhamdulillah, all lots of Muslims, you know, feed other people who are fasting. There is a lot of thawab. So, you know, your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, offer them food for iftar. In the masjid also, alhamdulillah, we have iftar every day. So we have breaking the fast before Maghrib and we have dinner after Maghrib. So, mashallah, lots of brothers in this masjid and also at Western building, they contribute and they help. This is something which we should not say, because this is something which we should know by default, that if food is there, that means somebody is providing that food, right? Every day if food is there, that means somebody is bringing that food. Well, I should be the one. One day I should also bring the food. One day I should come to Maulana Sahib and say, Maulana, you know, I would like to bring the food. Or at least I would like to, let me know how much it's going to cost for a day, for a week. I want to do 2 days, I want to do 3 days. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah.